This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The Trump campaign is making a late bid to win Wisconsin again, with President Donald Trump expected in Janesville Saturday and Vice President Mike Pence visiting Waukesha yesterday. Wisconsin polls show Trump trailing Democratic presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, by about 5 points. But the Republican contender's strategy to erase that lead apparently includes energizing religious conservatives. In Waukesha, Pence put the spotlight on Trump's current Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, a Catholic. 3 years ago, California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein told Barrett, quote, "The dogma lives loudly within you." Pence referred to that remark.
Well, I got news for the Democrats and their friends in Hollywood. That dogma lives loudly in me. That dogma lives loudly in you.
The vice president is also hitting hard on the law and order theme that the Trump campaign has been mentioning all summer and fall. Pence again said this is not the time to be cutting police budgets, mentioning a proposal in Milwaukee.
I mean, it's no surprise Milwaukee has literally seen 110% increase in homicides this year. All while Milwaukee's Democrat mayor has called for cutting 120 police officers from his 2021 budget.
The mayor told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Pence's remark was a cheap shot and that Republican critics of his police proposal should try to get the GOP-controlled state legislature to supply more shared revenue to Milwaukee. State Democrats had other advice for Pence. During a web news conference Tuesday morning, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski lamented the lack of another federal stimulus bill to help small businesses hurt by the COVID-19 pandemic.
And now it's been over 5 months since the Paycheck Protection Program was launched. And over 80% of businesses that actually got those funds are now through them. And this White House still refuses to work across the aisle to help our mom and pop businesses.
The White House and Republicans controlling the U.S. Senate also appear to disagree on some details of another stimulus plan. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.